This is the reading for December 10th, Zephaniah chapter 2. Gather together, gather, you unwanted people. Do it before it's too late, before you are blown away like chaff, before the Lord's terrible anger reaches you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes to you. Come to the Lord, all you who are not proud, who obey His laws. Do what is right. Learn to be humble. Maybe you will escape on the day the Lord shows His anger. No one will be left in the city of Gaza, and the city of Ashkelon will be destroyed. Ashdod will be empty by noon, and the people of Ekron will be chased away. How terrible it will be for you who live by the Mediterranean Sea, you Philistines. The word of the Lord is against you, Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you so that no one will be left. The land by the Mediterranean Sea in which you live will become pastures, fields for shepherds, and pens for sheep. It will belong to the descendants of Judah who are left alive. There they will let their sheep eat grass. At night they will sleep in the houses of Ashkelon. The Lord their God will pay attention to them and will make their life good again. I have heard the insults of the country of Moab and the threats of the people of Ammon. They have insulted my people and have taken their land. So the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says, as surely as I live, Moab will be destroyed like Sodom, and Ammon will be destroyed like Gomorrah, a heap of weeds, a pit of salt, and a ruin forever. Those of my people who are left alive will take whatever they want from them. Those who are left from my nation will take their land. This is what Moab and Ammon get for being proud, because they insulted and made fun of the people of the Lord All-Powerful. The Lord will frighten them because He will destroy all the gods of the earth. Then everyone in faraway places will worship Him wherever they are. You Cushites also will be killed by my sword. Then the Lord will turn against the north and destroy Assyria. He will make Nineveh a ruin as dry as a desert. Flocks and herds will lie down there, and all wild animals. The owls and crows will sit on the stone pillars. The owl will hoot through the windows. Trash will be in the doorways, and the wooden boards of the buildings will be gone. This is the happy and safe city that thinks there is no one else as strong as it is. But what a ruin it will be, a place where wild animals live. All those who pass by will make fun and shake their fists.
The Book of Revelation.
My name is John. I am on the Isle of Patmos, banished because my beliefs in Jesus Christ and Christianity. I had a vision since I arrived here, and I am writing it down and sending it to the seven churches. I want to encourage suffering Christians with the assurance that Christianity will triumph over evil, that wicked people will be punished by God.
Chapter 1.
This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. God gave it to him to show his servants the things that must happen soon. He sent this revelation through his angel to his servant John. John testified about what he saw. God's word and the testimony about Jesus Christ.
Blessed is the one who reads, as well as those who hear the words of this prophecy and pay attention to what is written in it, because the time is near.
From John to the seven churches in the province of Asia, goodwill and peace to you from the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is coming, from the seven spirits who are in front of his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the witness, the trustworthy one, the first to come back to life, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. Glory and power forever and ever belong to the one who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us a kingdom, priests for our God, his Father. Amen. Look, he is coming in the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. Every tribe on earth will mourn because of him. This is true. Amen. I am the A and the Z, says the Lord God, the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is coming, the Almighty. I am John, your brother. I share your suffering, ruling, and endurance because of Jesus. I was exiled on the island of Patmos because of God's word and the testimony about Jesus. I came under the Spirit's power on the Lord's day. I heard a loud voice behind me like a trumpet saying, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned toward the voice which was talking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven gold lampstands. There was someone like the Son of Man among the lampstands. He was wearing a robe that reached his feet.
He wore a gold belt around his waist. His head and his hair were white like wool, like snow. His eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like glowing bronze refined in a furnace. His voice was like the sound of raging waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. His face was like the sun when it shines in all its brightness. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. Then he laid his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive forever. I have the keys of death and hell. Therefore, write down what you have seen, what is, and what is going to happen after these things. The hidden meaning of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven gold lampstands is this. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches."